This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us today is Alex Walker, the CEO of East Star Resources, listed on the London Stock Exchange with the ticker EST. And the company are focused on the discovery and development of gold, copper and base metals in Kazakhstan, where they say they have first mover advantage. So hello, Alex. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Mark. Pleasure to be here and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Could I ask you, first of all, to introduce the company and the projects that you have and really what you're all about?
Certainly. So East Star Resources is a principally copper and gold explorer in Kazakhstan. We've been operating here as a private entity since the start of 2019 and very recently on the 10th of January listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange, as you said, under the ticker EST. We have four licenses in Kazakhstan currently and looking to grow. The four licenses we have are in joint venture with the national mining company Talkan Samarok. Two of them are located in the Chuili Orogenic Gold Belt, and two of them are located in the Rudnyalty Volcanic Massive Sulfide Belt. And the total land package is over 1,400 square kilometers across those four licenses.
So why the focus on Kazakhstan then, Alex? The website mentions this first mover advantage. Is that something that is really appealing about Kazakhstan? Is it underexplored?
Yeah, very, very much so. So Kazakhstan is about the size of, almost exactly the same size as Western Australia, and very easily arguably has the same mineral potential as Western Australia. And so the country hasn't actually made a real major discovery since about the 1970s, and that's distinctly due to a lack of exploration, both money being poured into the ground and use of modern exploration techniques. So we really hope to be able to reverse that trend with you know, making our own copper and gold discoveries, and hopefully that will start to bring other players into the country as well. Large and major discoveries can be made, much like the ones that are already existing, the operating mines that are already existing there today.
Okay. I like that comparison to Australia there. But what is Kazakhstan like to do business in then? What's the government like, the local infrastructure?
The infrastructure is fantastic. So our company is registered at the Astana International Finance Centre. And essentially, that's a centre that was put together to entice foreign direct investment into Kazakhstan. It has very clear-cut legal and tax arrangements and incentives for foreign direct investment. And so we're quite comfortable with that format. And further to that, the mineral law has actually been modelled. It changed in 2018 and is modelled on that of Western Australia's. And So there are a lot of similarities in terms of pegging ground. It used to take 2 to 3 years, and now it takes about 10 days to peg ground. So we're feeling very comfortable from a regulatory framework perspective. And on top of that, the President Tokayev has made more statements about additional mineral reform and how much he wants to promote mineral exploration in the country. So we are expecting for explorers more incentives to come in the near future.
Okay. And what about other operators in the area? Do you have neighbours or other big companies exploring? Any significant discoveries even?
Yes, certainly. I mean, significant discoveries, I think, are hopefully forthcoming in the very near future. As I said, there are people starting to move in now. So we came into the country at about the same time as Fortescue Metals Group in partnership with Talkan Samarok. Fortescue pegged 18,000 square kilometres of porphyry exploration potential and are working very hard to work that ground at the moment. Rio Tinto's been in here for a number of years, and other big names are Glencore. They've been doing a little bit of exploration, but their principal business is the Ridder deposit operation, which is significant copper, gold, and base metal project owned by Kazzinc. They have 30% of that, and that's also in the east region, right near our Rudny Alti licenses. Central Asia Metals is listed on the London Stock Exchange and has been operating here for over 7 years now, with a very, very profitable and dividend-paying operation since that time.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick look at the projects then in more detail. Could you take us through, you say you have three projects, maybe just take us through, give us a bit of an idea of what they're all about and what stage they're at.
Sure. So it's four licenses, but in essence, three projects, because the two Rudny Alti licenses are essentially form one big license. The main work that we've done to date is in the Chewelly Orogenic Gold Belt. Our northern license, Apmintas, and our southern license, Dalmy, which total just under 740 square kilometres. On those licenses, we've conducted a magnetic survey in September of 2021, and we drilled 3,127 metres of RC drilling on our northern Apmintas license, which the results of which are just starting to come through at the moment. In fact, last week we announced 63 meters at 4.51 grams per ton from surface and ending in mineralization, which included a bonanza zone of 2 meters at 131 grams per ton. So we're incredibly excited by that result. And we are very much looking forward to drilling that target with Diamond this year, and the additional targets which we still have on the Apmintas license, some of which we're still waiting on drill results for.
Okay.
On the Rudny Alti licenses, the plan currently is to fly an EM survey, which should commence around June this year. It's the same technique that Greatland Gold used to discover Havieron. And the other mines in that area have all been discovered at surface. They're incredibly high-grade mines. So we're talking 30 to 50 million tonnes of copper, gold, lead, zinc at grades in excess, value in excess of $450 a tonne at today's prices. So if we can find something very similar to that undercover, that would be an extremely profitable operation. So electromagnetics is the first step on that. And then following up that with drilling potentially this year or early 2023.
Okay. So there's plenty of exploration work to come then. What news flow are you looking out for? What are the key milestones along the way?
Sure. So we have only announced 12 drill holes so far of our 52-hole program. And so there's additional drill results from the September drilling that we hope to be putting out in the coming weeks and months. On top of that, we have recently acquired some historic data on each of our licenses. So we're in the process of conducting quality analysis and quality control on that data, verifying it and then ensuring we're comfortable with the results. And then we'll be releasing that to the market as well.
Okay.
Further, the analysis of the mag work is currently underway. And so the results of that and the interpretation of that will be able to release, we hope, by the end of Q1. And then lastly, we've been very busy from a corporate perspective. And so we're looking to increase our exposure to additional assets in Kazakhstan, both potentially from pegging ground or farming in, and even potentially farming out one or two of our licenses.
Okay. Well, just looking at the company's market cap, currently sitting at £9 million. So, you know, a fairly modest valuation there. Would you say that there's perhaps a good investment case to be made here then as you prove up and go further down the exploration pathway this year?
Oh, very much so. I mean, look, we have $5 million in the bank after listing and all of our costs have been met. Which you can do a lot of damage with in terms of drilling and exploration in Kazakhstan. And that's exactly what we intend to do. So we think that the enterprise value was incredibly modest on listing. It's even more modest today when you consider that we drilled 284 gram meters and put those results out. And so, you know, our capacity to follow up those results, extend hopefully the length and breadth of that Novo target in Apmintas and follow up additional targets in the area should comfortably see us put all of the catalysts there to have that share price appreciation.
Okay, excellent. Well, Alex Walker, the CEO of East Star Resources, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it. Take care.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like, or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programs at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.